You don't necessarily have to be a hockey fan to know who Gordie Howe is. This is Lisa Berry, and if you grew up in Michigan, then you heard the name of Detroit Red Wing legend Gordie Howe many times. Howe died today at the age of 88, and joining us now to talk about him is entrepreneur, University of Michigan Regent, and a member of the family that owns the Detroit Red Wings, Denise Illich. Welcome to 89.1 WEMU, Denise.
Thank you, Lisa. I'm so happy to spend a little time with you. Thank you.
Howe, known as Mr. Hockey, played 25 seasons with the Detroit Red Wings and is considered one of the greatest ice hockey players of all time. And I'm assuming you've met him?
Oh, yes. Many and have been spent a lot of time with him over the years.
What memories can you share with us?
Well, I think the greatest memory I have of him is how kind he is. For a guy that was so tough on the ice, off the ice, he just was a wonderful husband and father and friend and kind to everyone. He always took a minute to sign an autograph, to sign a hockey puck, say hello, shake your hand. You know, he was known for his hands being super huge. And when he would shake your hand, it would kind of crush it, you know. But then, of course, as years went on and I got to know him, we'd always hug. And he just is a legend. It's a really sad day to have lost such a Detroit legend, Gordie Howe.
Do you recall the last time you saw him?
You know, we go to so many hockey functions. I'm thinking it might have been like one of the award shows in Toronto, but we go back and forth through so many things at the Joe. It kind of doesn't register because he's just part of the fabric of Detroit hockey.
Well, I guess he had a serious health situation, I think, about 2014, so a couple of years ago. Had you reached out to him at that time or heard any updates from the family about how he had been doing since then?
Yes. I mean, he's a warrior, and he would always be fighting the battle, and he would have his good days and his bad days, according to his family. Some of his family still work with the Red Wings. They scout for us, and so we've kept a very close relationship with the Howe family.
I am admittedly not a big sports person, but you're Denise Illich, so I know you've been to many Red Wing games. He's the namesake of the Gordie Howe hat trick. What does that mean?
Well, a hat trick is when you score 3 goals in a game. And generally, there's a tradition that when someone does score a hat trick, depending on the arena, they'll throw a hat on the ice. And it's a great thing to be able to score hat tricks, particularly if you're a Red Wing.
And they named it after him.
Yes, and they named it after him. It's just amazing that somebody was so blessed with so much talent that he was able to have such a long, long career. I mean, one of the most wonderful things is he was able to play with his sons, which was very exciting.
He was also a 4-time Stanley Cup winner, scoring more than 800 goals. How many goals do you think you personally saw him score?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. That's a great question. A few hundred, maybe?
That's pretty cool.
I kind of grew up with him.
Yeah,
so,
me too. Even you know, as not a hockey fan, I feel like I grew up with Gordie Howe. I think we
exactly.
All do.
Yes.
Now, I know recently there was a statue erected of him in Joe Louis Arena, and everybody's asking me to ask you. There's a new Red Wing Arena being built. Might there be some sort of tribute to Gordie Howe in that?
I'm sure there'll be some type of tribute, what that might look like. I'm sure, you know, that is still being thought about. There is a statue at Joe Louis, and I believe there's a street named after him as well, if I'm not mistaken. I know there's one for Steve Yzerman, but I'm sure that the Red Wings will do all they can to honor Gordie in a respectful way.
Entrepreneur, University of Michigan Regent, and member of the family that owns the Detroit Red Wings, Denise Illich, thanks so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you, Lisa.